Hey y'all, welcome back to Sam Clark Station. I was looking at my views and I was like, I haven't been on here for a minute, but I've been on the grind. I've been on the grind getting things done, accomplishing, you know, many goals that, you know, I set out to succeed. And today's segment is going to be on grinding. You know, it's not so much what you do, but how you do things. And, you know, I'm you know, figuratively speaking, you know, grinding is not just all what we need to just continue to do, but praying also, and, you know, fasting, from not just, you know, I would say, Facebook or Instagram, but just fasting from negative people all, you know, all together, you know, just fasting in general. You know, it's good for your soul and your spirit. And today, just a little simple experience. I was preparing for a physical so I could, you know, get a job. You know, every job makes you, like, some jobs make you do physicals and things like that. So today was really nice outside. Like, it was 80 degrees and then dropped down to 77. And then I was just like, oh, yes. Like, I went outside and I was like, oh, yes. And my facial expression was like crazy because Pennsylvania's weather has been so awful, so disrespectful. I'm just like, you know, it rains. And then this morning it rained a little bit. And then I was like, you know what? I'm over it. But then it got warm. But I think what I wanted to pay attention to was how my attitude shifted according to the day. But that even though this morning it was like that, I didn't even worry about it because I was on my way to work. I was already late. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go with it. It's raining. It'll be all right. When I get there, hopefully I just bring my umbrella. But then something was like, no, it might not rain all day. So don't bring your umbrella up to the class. You know, I'm too busy grinding that I didn't even realize that I didn't even bring my umbrella. So here I am, you know, about to leave work and go do what I was going to do. And I get to my appointment and the lady is just like, oh, it's such a nice day outside. And I was like, you should go enjoy it. It's really nice out. You know, I just had to say something about the day because it just gave me so many positive vibes. I was just feeling it. I was like, yes, you know, I'm grinding. I'm doing well. You know, I'm getting stuff done. I got all my tasks done for the day. You know, I went outside and I was feeling all really awesome. And then the lady was like, you know, this is a good day to go out and, you know, enjoy yourself or whatever. The lady's like, I'm about to go out right now. And she actually got her stuff together to go outside. And then the other lady was like, you know, it's just such a nice day out there, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, you know, I'm still happy either way. If it's not, you know, I'm still going to have a smile on my face. And then it dawned on me, like, no matter what might be going on, what we might be going through, and what things we want to happen right now that hasn't happened, it's going to happen in due time. And another thing about grinding is when you're so focused on just that actual goal or that task or whatever you're trying to do to accomplish, that yes, you can accomplish that, but bear in mind that you can do many things. You can do all things through, you know, Christ, which strengthens you. And I believe this. You know, I believe that, you know, I embrace the day. I seize the day today because, you know, you just, you know, I told the lady, I was like, you know, life is short, you know, so you should smile and enjoy the day anyway. And I just felt like I'm such a happy person. And no matter what I might have been going through, I'm still such a happy person, still able to smile and still able to go about my business. So today before I left lab, I bumped into an old friend who was helping me while I was having my struggles, you know, at school and everything, and having my struggles with certain people and, you know, going through different ups and downs. And she said to me, she said, you know, we always think that we have this straight path to do something and we want to go, you know, through that path. But our journey, and these are the exact words she used. She said, our journey sometimes takes us elsewhere. And I didn't realize that, you know, I can still get where I'm trying to go in life and achieve many things that I really aspire to do, doesn't have to be on a straight shot. It could just be through working, you know, God probably was probably working through me to go a different direction because I need to grow more and I need to do more and I need to exceed more of understanding how to trust him in the process. Because I did two things this year that had me go through a process. One, I'm not going to really elaborate too much on, but I'm still praying on it. And when that time comes, that's going to be amazing. But, you know, God said no to that. That was a shut door for reasons that I understand because I'm doing something else right now. So it's kind of one of the things I just need to focus on. But the second thing is a process about going through a job. You know, a job is a process. Everything is a process in life. And lab is a process. Everything you do, it seems as though it's a process. It's you're grinding, but there's a process involved. And today, I just felt as though I was going through a process. And when I was talking to the lady, I was like, you know what? It's a lot. That's what I said. But what I really didn't realize was it's a lot, but it's not too much is what I asked for. And sometimes when you ask God for something and then he allows you, open the doors to allow you to receive it, you shouldn't say, oh, you know, you should be relieved that he's allowing you to accomplish that and trust him to lead you the right direction and lead you the right way and put the right people in your path to help you along, you know, your journey. And so that's why I've been fortunate enough to be where I am in this mental space. I noticed that I didn't put an episode out because I had just been busy and I had family visiting and, you know, been cleaning the house and had all this stuff going on. I had 2 days straight where I just spent the whole weekend at lab. And now that I know that the person's not going to be back till next week, I could just chill for the rest of these 2 days, still go to my classes, but kind of just chill, take a breather and just enjoy moment, because you don't get these many opportunities to spend time with family and to create memories and to do things. And, you know, I've been grinding hard enough that I feel like I could take this little mental break and do a podcast and talk to you guys about different things on how you handle grinding, how you handle different situations, any other situations that might occur. But the moral of the story with that lady was I was so glad I bumped into her and allowed her to kind of speak to me and kind of open up to me and say, you know, I'm so glad things are going better, because when I first talked to her, I was in bad shape. You know, you talk to people and then you're like, oh, you know, I wasn't in such a best condition. And, you know, even though I kind of sighed today, my sigh at the end was very, you know, successful, and I was relieved because God brought me so far. And it could be that things are not going well or stuff is not working out. And then, you know, I got certain people in my environment that kind of shift on me. So, you know, they kind of acting flaky. And so now I'm at the point where I'm just like, you know, you could continue to act flaky and act whatever. I don't have to be associated. And I learn how to detach from the negativity and not be extra and not, you know, make a big deal out of it. But if you have people in your job, somebody kind of mentioned this on Facebook. If you have people at your job that, or, you know, they're your coworkers and things like that, and they kind of do little things that you just don't like, or they just extra, whatever, just pray for them, you know. And I've learned that, you know, I had to ask God to forgive me for acting a certain way, because I don't tolerate stupidity. I'm the kind of person where I like people to be, you know, straight up with me and tell me what's up and be direct. Don't be half, you know, half coming at me crazy and not coming at me the right way. But, you know, maybe it's best that, you know, to avoid conflict, you know, to kind of just let God have his way in the situation and just not say anything. But sometimes you got to put people in their place. And I do believe in that. But, you know, there's a time and place for everything. But back to the grind. The grind is about to be real for these next couple weeks. I got to write a thesis. You know, it's better right now than writing a dissertation. I'll be writing a dissertation in about 3 to 4 years. I can wait on that. You know, I'm making preparation to learn how to do mini books before I can do a big one. So, you know, you guys can wait for that. That will be about education, educating people who, you know, lack of a better word, don't have knowledge. Or they do have knowledge, but they're not using the tools or the resources the correct way. So that's where I come in. So hopefully, in everything I've been exposed to, I'll be able to help people be able to do that. But until then, your girl is pressing forward. That is, you know, that actually should have been the name of the segment, pressing forward. But what I'm gonna say is, I'm gonna say grinding and then pressing forward, because that's what you should be doing, onward and upward. You should be pressing forward, and at all and in all things acknowledge God, because He is the only person that's ahead of your life and that's going to allow things to occur that sometimes is going to make you uncomfortable, but it's worth it. And what I'm seeing now is that everything I've done before and everything I'm doing pressing forward is actually preparing me for what I asked for. So you guys, sometimes those no's are necessary until you get that right yes that will allow you to grow in your purpose with God and your walk with God also. So you guys have a blessed week. I will be back probably, let me see, I might drop another segment probably, you know, later on this week, because, you know, I gotta enjoy my family, and, you know, there's gonna be some victory in that, and I'm gonna be excited. So I might drop one at the end of the weekend, you know, after I get this other successful experiment done. So, you know, lab life, that's what it is. But I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying my time being educated, so, and talking to you guys. You guys are so awesome. May God be with you, and let Him surpass all the things that you do not understand, and just lean on Him for every single direction, because that's what I'm doing for the rest of the course and remainder of the year, to lean on all of His understanding and not of that of my own. You guys have a blessed week, and I will talk to you guys later.